Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Christmas, the word on the lips of many, highly anticipated, budgeted for, and stressed over. But it must be worth it, especially with the main attraction featured each year in every Christmas celebrating household, the food. Candies, roast beef, fried chicken, curried mutton, ham legs, potatoes done in every way, spirits high and low, all flow abundantly during this festive occasion. But with remembering the new year to come and the cold reality January will bring to the waistlines gone fuller and shirts that don't seem to fit, comes the need to prevent future regrets from this season's frolic. Welcome to Healthline. This week, we'll be discussing consumption control during the most wonderful time of the year. I know where I'll be for Christmas. Taking good care of your body is an all-year job, and Christmas is no exception. Especially if you're living with a non-communicable disease, such as diabetes or hypertension. It is therefore essential for everyone to exercise good judgment, planning, and discipline as they enjoy the multiplicity of foods this season brings. Director of Nutrition Services in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Edwards, says the main thing to remember is to stick to your regime as you would at any time during the year. She recommends eating before going to parties or get-togethers to prevent overindulgence at the moment and later regret.
Look at the Christmas time and all the other festive seasons as a normal day. Yes, we're going to have more of everything, but we need to keep that balance and that goal in mind. So whichever goal you have been working with throughout the year, it also needs to follow at Christmas time and all the other festive occasions. Try to maintain the same control that you maintain throughout the year at this time.
Mrs. Edwards says persons living with NCDs such as diabetes and hypertension must be mindful of what they eat and exercise caution when choosing meals. It's therefore essential for persons with hypertension to be mindful of salt and those with diabetes to be careful of sugars.
By now, you should be aware of what you need to do for your condition. And so carry that practice. So the fats, you're going to limit the intake just the same as you do for the rest of the year. So you're removing the visible fats. You're reducing the intake of the saturated fats or the solid fats that we mostly get from animal-type food. And we're sticking to more of the unsaturated ones that we get from the plant sources. And these are usually liquid at room temperature. And the more natural it is, the better.
Mrs. Edwards also recommends staying away from free sugars, adding that a new recommendation is for persons to consume less than 10% of total daily calories, which includes naturally present sugars in juice, syrups, and honey. Less than a teaspoon of salt per day is the recommendation for persons with high blood pressure.
And now we have a lot of cured meats, ham in particular, Christmas time. So we're still going to stick to our serving. So we're not going to have 6 and 8 slices of ham. We're going to have our 2 to 3 ounces, as we normally do for the rest of the year at one sitting. It's all about maintaining, and I'm going to use the word balance here, not going overboard. The moderation is going to be key here.
Alcohol consumption is another area that calls for temperance. Specifications for men and women are different, and alcoholic beverages have considerable sugar contents. Mrs. Edwards says the allowable limit is for women to have 1 drink per day, while men can have 2 per day.
And we need to also remember that the 1 drink or the 2 drink, the amount varies for the type of alcoholic beverage that we're going to be consuming. So for table wines and so on, for example, you need just a little over a half cup, about 5 ounces. And wines usually have around about 12% alcohol.
For beers and other drinks with less alcohol content, up to 12 ounces or a cup and a half is suitable. For stronger drinks, such as spirits and distilled beverages, the recommendation is 1.5 ounces. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. Until then, season's greetings and stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.